I do not. Okay. Fuck those. Name your son Fuck.
Daniel's a good name.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, okay, a couple of things. Okay, we're holding in packet Dalet. Anyone to get a packet? Anyone to get a packet? I'm out, but okay, yeah. Okay. Okay,
Is she in here?
Yeah.
Same
pack as last week. Okay. Okay. We should acknowledge the presence of Robert Brody, who's just a new chassan. So the minig is we sing for all simchas in this year. Packet 4, Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So we were talking about the first night, and we mentioned that there's a shita in the Ran, the Ramah quotes, that the first night, even if it rains, you have to sit in the Sukkah, even if it rains, because there's no Ptur of Mitzvah the first night. So that's Ashkenazic practice. Sephardim doesn't say that. The Sephardim don't have this thing. Maybe that's why they say slichas for the whole month of Elul. Someone once said, you know, they have to have something that they're saying slichas. Is it for the kidneys? Is it for the, what is it for? That's not my own, but it's someone else. What are they saying?
For everything.
Yes, for everything. A lot of slichas for the Sephardim. Ashkenazim is okay. So there is a Maril on page 5 that we mentioned that Rav Abadi thought that even if Yechayev, when it rains, he thought that means it's a little rain. So you would stire. You wouldn't stay in the house like that. But if it's mamish, cats and dogs, then he thought that even the Ashkenazi, he said he remembers once doing it, and then he thought that it can't be that this is the halacha. That there's a halacha that you're supposed to, that the Torah gives us a halacha that you're supposed to go into the sukkah and get poured on. And we'll see. I think the Svara, maybe someone said it, is, maybe he said it. So yeah, we mentioned the svara that some give is that it's not drachad dachay noam. In other words, it's not mistaken, like the Gemara says in Sukkah. It wasn't sure what's the proper, what are the dalet minim. So it's like, maybe it's this, but it says this is, has thorns. So it's not mistaber to say the Torah has a mitzvah that you should hold something to prick yourself with the thorns. Right? The Gemara says it can't be. So the same thing over here. That's what the Meshech Chachma has, this famous piece. He says that's why the mitzvah Puruvu is on the man. This piece is a little strange, I don't know. He says the mitzvah Puruvu is not on the man because it's not on the woman, it's only on the man, because it's not mistaken the Torah made a mitzvah for the woman to suffer with Tzar Leda. But I don't know, it's a little strange because obviously if it's a mitzvah on the man and he needs a woman to right, it's not mitzvah, okay. It's not mitzvah to the woman, even though it's mitzvah to the man, even though the Torah is mitzvah to the man, and the man can't do it on himself. You can't have a child yourself. Doesn't usually work that way. So I was always wondering about this Meshech Chachma. But the Ruby's saying that, you know, they won't put an official tzivoy on the, you know, you want to help out. In other words, you want to help out your husband. Okay, so you'll. It's not a Torah's argument, Tzavit. It's not going to be a. We're not being Tzavit you that you have to do it. I mean, it would be nice if you do it, because if all the women decide they don't want to do it, then there'll be no one to get married to. Yeah.
So you're
going to
have children anyway,
so
you'll first have a child.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, it's not the natural order thing. It's only because
of the Right. Right, but that was before the giving of the Torah, so it was already known that it was going to be that way. Okay, so the Maril on page 5 says, Pam Echad, Omar Mari Segel. The Maril once said, "In Yarduk Shamim Belaila, the first night, Yamtin im Sudoso at Sheyichlu Yishamim. You should wait till the rain is over. Avim Mimshach at Chatzos, and even if it's going to rain till Chatzos, you should still wait till Chatzos. That's pretty long, especially if you don't change the clock, right?" Sukkot is the, you know, is still part of the long days of the season. Because we welcome Yamtin Ula Yatsu. You should wait till Chatzos of night. Maybe the rain will subside. Baz Gam Hu Yotzei Chogas Hayom Sheovar. Maybe have a Shlomim. So it's like korban shlamim. You can eat korban shlamim of, you know, the previous day till chatzos, so you can get them. I don't know. It's a little strange type of muscle. Yes. Okay. And then he says shuv. Page 6. Shuv reisi. The tshuva is marisegel. The tshuva is maril. Shenishal mito im linho kein. He came nimtza b'mordechai shechiber harav shmuel shlunzos. Peshiv tshuva is maram. It's a tshuva is maram. It's a tshuva is maram. Well, maram in Rutenberg. Havalorisi noagim kein. But he didn't see that people are knowing to do this. Elbeisa ochel ulai basar hishaita. The Mashal Lashon Shara Rabbeinu. As Pashas is, you don't have, like, see, if I want to eat like dinner, and I eat dinner at 7 o'clock, right? And it's raining 7 o'clock, so we don't say, well, so eat dinner at 9 o'clock. Maybe the rain will stop. No, I want to eat at 7. So that's the Pashas. If right now when you're so you come home from shul, it's time to eat, so and it's raining, you potter. So what do you have to weigh in anything? You potter. If you hold that in the first night you don't have the achiv, so you'll eat your kizayis right now. But this idea that you have to wait, maybe it will subside. So he's saying now that maybe there's no such halacha like that. It's based on now. Al be'ez ha'ochel. Aval lo yizinogim gein. Al be'ez ha'ochel ulai boso ha'ish shayta k'dimashma. So that's the Tshuvas Mariel here on page 7. So as the Mordechai quotes this from the Maharam Rutenberg, and the Mariel says he doesn't think there's such a halacha. In other words, if right now is the din of mitzvah, so if you're a Svardi, so then for sure you're part of yid at home right away. You don't have to place. If it's mamish, you know, you see that it's mamish stopping. Okay, 5 minutes. Sometimes you can see it's going to stop in 2 minutes. Okay, mela. You know, but it's raining. You have no idea when it's going to stop. It can stop in an hour. It can stop in 3 hours. It can stop. So you know, mechuyev basher husham.
It's not a reputation svara. This is just saying people don't do what Mari Segal says.
But he's explaining you LP halacha why people don't do. It's not just the bigger chachamim, the Mari. You know, they're saying that that in halacha we don't find such a thing. There is basher. Right now, I came home from shul. I want to eat, so you eat.
He's not saying
so, Mari
Segal is wrong, though. He's not saying I don't like the svara of Mari Segal. He's just saying, practically speaking, that's not what people did.
I mean, you see, he's quoting the Mari Segal said this, and then this comes from the Maharam Rutenberg, supposedly. And the question is, are we mechuyev to do this? So the Mariel says no, because right now you're in a situation of mitzvah, so you don't have to wait. What are we waiting for? Yeah.
This is like a really practical lot. I mean, you come home, the rabbits and the kids, they're not gonna wait for themselves. Like, I feel like that's where he's coming from. Meaning, if you have an Asian style, and if your kids are like, I don't know, like, you know, so then maybe it's good.
Right. Oh, so we'll see in a second your point. We'll see in a second. Yes. No, but you would go to someplace else right now. Right, so here's a chiyuv to eat. So, right, but you can always eat later. In other words, what's the point of waiting? What do we gain by waiting? If it'll stop, I'll go out then. What do you gain by waiting? In other words, may you say, well, usually there's an issur, you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. You know, right? So maybe if you're eating, that's not right to eat because you're eating before the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah, and now you're eating in your house. So maybe that's not proper. So the question is, so how long do you have to wait? I mean, it's a din d'rabbanan that you shouldn't eat before mitzvah. That's why Rav Henkin was very upset with people that made Kiddush before Shofar. He was not happy with the yeshivas. Rav Henkin was not happy with the yeshivas on two counts. What, wasn't he happy with the yeshivas on two counts? He didn't like the yeshivas made Kiddush before Shofar. He didn't like that. Supposedly he said, the Harfus quotes, that anyone who ate before shofar blowing shouldn't touch his arm at the levaya. I wasn't there. Supposedly they made that announcement. I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't make that announcement, but that's what I so quoted. But he was very stark about that. And then what else did he like? He didn't like the Yeshiva Shazach of Gal Yisrael Balach. You know, like some chazanim, they drown out by Gal Yisrael. Baruch. You know, then you know, so there should be a shayla of answering Amen. You know, speak as Gula Tfilah to Yeshiva Shazach. Instead of drown out. But Rav Henkin didn't like that either. He felt the chazan has to say it out loud. It's part of the chivim of chazan. So that was a blah. Yeah, so that's Rav Henkin didn't like that. And then he didn't like the you know, that was another thing that he liked, the heter of to assume that if you didn't have a proper chuppah of a kedushin, then you don't need a get. So he held you need a get, even if you didn't. No, Rav Moshe held.
If you had chuppah of a kedushin by a non-Orthodox rabbi, he held that
you don't need a get,
right?
And Rav Henkin said you do need a get.
Oh, okay.
Do need a get.
Right.
That was those that were at the Levaya. Rav Moshe's Levaya. So Rabbi Tendler said at the Levaya, he said with that one psak he saved so many people with that one psak. We said that at Levaya. But okay. He had certain psukim that were. He was a very big poysek, Rav Henkin. Just you know, he has sons. His son is a big law professor in Columbia, Louis Henkin, big law professor. There's a grandson, the great grandson. What? The new? Yeah. I have.
So
So he wasn't. He held the chazan has to say thing. You know,
yeah.
None of this drowning out stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And Rav Isaac Osband, he was the Rosh Hashiva of Tells, Cleveland, the father of Rav Avram Osband from Tells Riverdale, so he wrote the defense for the Yeshiva Shiva defense. And the Hapardes, but he isn't it. Hiding Trump. Oh. What? Yeah, he held you can make an heir of a Manhattan. Thank you. Yeah. Rav Moshe was against okay, but you know, I can't, you know. Okay, has to be looked into, you know. Okay, so this is the truth of the Shvus Yaakov. Rav Yaakov Reisha, page 13. Is he part of the Yekesha people?
Sorry?
Rav Yaakov Reisha, the Shvus Yaakov. Well, look him up. Rav Yaakov Reisha, Shvus Yaakov. Who?
No, I've got
a Shvus Yaakov? Of Yaakov Reisha?
Jacob and Joseph Reisha.
You do?
Austrian rabbi.
Austrian rabbi.
Prague.
From Prague.
Son of Yehiel Zolom. Shimon Shira.
Yeah. Okay, but nothing to do with the Yaakov. Okay.
Well, Reisha.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of Yaakov, I just know that he was a rabbi in words, and then he was in the Rhineland, the Diamond Prague, kind of skipped over Germany.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so he has a tshuva here on page 13. Sukkot Shnas Tov Pei Gimel. In the Sukkot of Tov Pei Gimel, what year was that? Tov Pei Gimel. So 2 days before Sukkot, there was heavy rain. And they didn't have schlocks those days, so it was, you know, it was really coming down. And so even though the rain might have stopped, but it was still dripping. It was still dripping from the sukkah. The gambalayla dain yardu ktsas kshamim. It was still raining. Dainun hil basimid v'shalti keitel yishlo hinok. If ktsas v'rotzul lomish, so what should we do? Because some say we should wait till chatzos, and some say we should go with the sukkah now, even though it's dripping. Because mokum rotzul lasas kova yeshua baroshim. What's a Kova Yeshua? Well, a big black hat. Does he mean that they wanted to make an umbrella, or just a? A Kova Yeshua. What? Is that a rain hat? So he says, Tshuva, lo yadati ech milu libam lasus kein lischakim yoser mechachameinu zal. He says he doesn't understand how people could be what? More chachamim than chazal. You call that an ibr chacham. You know, some people like to be an ibr chacham. You know, they're too smart for their own good. It's true that Mariel mentions the Chumrah. But in the Chuvah's Mariel, in other words, apparently the Mariel, the Mariel once said to do it, and once in the Chuvah's he said not to do it. Hakmachuvas Mariel on top, the left side. Mashalitvas Darav Shmuel Yitzchak Hamtir Achatzos Chuvas Marami, full of Isi Rabosai Nagin Kain. And then, but the Chuvas Mariel says the Rebbeim never did this. Uvedada had Chuvas Hamikar. So even though it says in the Sefer Mariel that he said to do it, but in the Chuvas Mariel he said not to do it. And the tshuvas are the most important. Tshuvas hemikir. Kei v'shapasu kei l'halocha l'maisa. Afkisas posim chol kimolav. Kachos v'sev v'hadrish kodesh. Kei ikar milsim b'tayma. Nandil l'chiyas b'nei meso g'dolim v'aktanim. Ein l'chom niyas simchas yantav yosim yizeh. He says, you will not have a greater lack of simchas yantav if you're going to wait. That's what you're saying. You don't have Matt Lavi. Maybe then even to Chatzos. So he's like this. Some people wanted to wait till Chatzos. Other people wanted to eat right away. So he says he doesn't think you should wait till Chatzos. That's me as Simchas Yodiv. So what? So what's all kind of heter is that? Me as Simchas Yodiv. The answer is, like we said before, you know, that the Maisa, you don't have a chiv now. There's no chiv. So you're gonna do something that's gonna ruin Simchas Yantif. So that's not right. And this idea is, it's not like you're gonna accomplish anything. You're only going to have a negative. But what about going to the sukkah now? Like, so in other words, he said, one group of people said, wait till the chatzos. The other group said, let's eat now, in the sukkah. So he said, the other group, Shirozim Midchot, says, Asmim Lechol Basukkah, Apshe Yordim Tipim Harbeg, page 14. Bavadei Lo Shapir Avdi, Yedisim Yishalmi. They're not right either. Chol Potter Meiz Adover Machmer Atzma Osa Nikra Hedyot. And Yishalmi says, Potter Min Adover, Lo Seyu. If a person is Potter from something and he does it, he's called a Hedyot. Kakos B'Hagos Maimini. Kakos B'Shulchan Aruch HaChaim. Jews Mari. And then look what he says. Kakos B'Shulchan is Mari Vail. Behold the sukkah ki dracha darche noam. So he's the one. So it's Marivayel. Rabbi Rosenzweig's father, he wrote his doctorate on the Marivayel. Yeah, I'm saying I was just thinking that maybe that's the reason, but this is the early source. That the Torah's not going to be mitzvah. Also, that's what Rabbi Bali said. Ah, the Ramah is mitzvah, so that's why he thought that Ramah only meant in the case where there's a little bit discomfort, where it would be enough to pater you midin mitzvah. So the first night you got to still, you know. But if it's mamish cats and dogs, he doesn't think that Ramah meant such a thing, because that's for sure. As if it's a little discomfort, you could say the first night it's still, you know, dachay dachay noam. You could, but if it's cats and dogs. To say, oh, you got to go and you got to soak yourself for, you know, make that kiddush, and how you make the kiddush and you make a mitzilas yadayim and hamotzi, you'll be drenched. You'll be drenched. Believe me, you'll be drenched. Right, you shouldn't eat in the sukkah right away. So what should you do? Eat at home. So he says the ikar is what the poskim say, that you should just mekadesh in the sukkah and make and eat a gazayis in the sukkah and make leisha in the sukkah and then eat the rest of the meal inside. And the second night, you see, the Truma Sadesh says the first night you want to make kiddush in the sukkah because you want to make the shachianu in the sukkah, because it's going on the asiyas sukkah also. The second night, you know, the Shachiyaru is only going on the mitzvah sukkah, not on the asiyas sukkah. So therefore, there's no inyan that we dafka want you to when it's going on the yontif the second night. So the yontif is the yontif. So you can do that inside. The first night is also going on the sukkah, not only the yontif. So therefore, we want you to do it. You can't make a shachiyaru in the sukkah if you're eating in the house. So the first night, we have a vested interest that you should eat in the sukkah. So at least a little bit. The second night, we don't have any vested interest, so then there's no Indian that you should even make kiddush in the sukkah. You just go home straight. And if at the end of the meal it lays up, then you can go out and eat kazayis. So that's what the Truma Sadesha says. That's what. Now there's a true, yeah.
So what you should do the first night, if it's pouring,
to make it at home. So if it's pouring, so technically the halacha is,
make it at home, eat at home.
So if it's raining the first night, so the Shmuz Yaakov says, go home, no, go to the sukkah, make a kiddush, eat a kazayis, and then go in. And the second night, just do everything at home. Even the kiddush, even hamotzi, because we don't need the shachianu to be in the sukkah the second night. Because the first night we want the shachianu to be on the asiyas hasukkah, so you have to be in the sukkah. The second night it's only on the yontif. The first night it's also on the yontif, but it's also on the sukkah. So that's why we have a vested interest that you should make kiddush in the sukkah. The second night we don't care about So therefore we say the because so he's making Kiddush, yeah. He has going to be Kiddush from Kusuda. No, because then you made a Kiddush of Bracha Levatala. If you made Kiddush and you didn't eat, it's a Bracha Levatala. Yeah, that's good enough. Yeah. You know, this comes up in shuls. Kiddush b'makom suda. So what does that mean? It has to be in the same building. What about from room to room? Sometimes in shuls they have like this. You know, they have the kiddush after davening, and then the people get down before the rabbi and start eating. So in some shuls, what they do is the rabbi makes kiddush in the sanctuary. He makes it in the sanctuary, and then people go down after. And you have kavana from cheder to cheder, so you can do that.
So how mean, like, if you're eating a beer, when you go out the first night and have mine to go back to your house, and consider like?
No, so there.
You have to sort of like right outside, like past the house.
No, no, but here it means you make kiddush in the sukkah and you ate in the sukkah because ice. If you don't want to eat anything, yeah, yeah, certainly for Ashkenazim. And who else? Chassidim. Chassidim do this all the time. If you're a good chassid, what do? Every Shabbos, what do? You eat your meal at home. And you don't bench, and then you go to the Rebbe, and you finish eating there. The Rebbe will give you some challah and some fish that 100 people touched already, and you know, and then you'll bench with the Rebbe.
What did you say before?
The Rebbe is like someone pointed out, or Sean Kasten pointed out. The Rebbe is a big, like someone once pointed out to me, is a big Moshe Nefesh, which the Rebbe didn't eat yet. Rebbe's first making Kiddush like 11 o'clock at night. It's not easy to be Shreir Tzvayin the Rebbe. It's not easy to be a Hasidish Rebbe.
Why did you say that you should, at the end of the paragraph there, he says, a level of the for Sukkah, the Vora Kedino Leish Masukkah. You shouldn't make Leish Masukkah if you're eating it besides in the rain. Because it's a
subject,
it's a
subject
between the Spartan and the Ashkenazim,
and you're tired. So maybe it's not a subject, the Ashkenazim, Paschal,
Yechayim. Oh, so you can say the brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could say that on any Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Spartan don't make a bracha. So how can we make it on Hachalo? It's a subject, the answer is not a subject. We hold you make a bracha. Finished. Ashkenazim have Ashkenazic pride. It's not only Spartan pride. Ashkenazic pride. We make Baruch Hashem La'olam, we make a bracha, even though the Sfarim don't, we make a halal on Rosh Chodesh, we make a bracha. Yeah, but that's not what he's saying. You want to take a mishmar? We'll take a look what he says. Chelek Vav. Yeah. Oh yeah, mishmar. Tafresh Lamed Tes Gimel. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. Sof Reish Lamed Tes Gimel. The Lai Lushin Shachol Tzay. Feel a boy the Mechel Kazay Tzatzul Lachu Chud. No Yotzi Badami De Suk. Tzarech Levarch Leishem Suk Al Zeh. Kol Shiva. Okay, that's not what it's raining. One second. Yordik Shaman. Okay, but Lai Lushin So he says, So he quotes what you said, not to make. So he says, Kamachronim. Say not to make the bracha unless it stops. but it could be that he's saying not that way. And it's not such a kasha that you could say, you know, maybe there many, most of the shitas held that the yipater, so therefore the Mashain Kane. In the case of the hollow on Rosh Chodesh, maybe there's more of a spark there. Okay. Now take a look. On page 3, in Yudamid Beis. Mishnah Masech the Brachas. Beishami Omrim Be'erev Kol Odom Yate. Be'yikro V'boka Yamod. So Beishami Shita is a Kriyashma at night. You're supposed to be sitting down, leaning. Kriyashma in the morning, you say, standing up. Shanema B'shach B'chol V'kumecha. But that's how you have to do it. In the nighttime, the Kriyashma, you're sitting down, and the daytime, standing up. No, you can do whatever you want. And Shach B'chol Kumecha just means the time in the day. So Amar of Tarfan, Ayi and Isi Baba Dech, the Tasi Likros Kedive Beishamai, it's Akanti Ba'atmi Mibdeh Alistim. Whereas I followed Beishamai. So I dafka sat down at night. And I put myself into a sakana. Because I guess, you know, if he's going to sit down, it's a sakana. In other words, he should be getting out of there as soon as possible. So he's going to stop walking. So he's a sakana. So he said, but I followed Beisham. I put myself into a sakana. So Amulok, Kedai ha'is alocha ba'atzmecha shavart al divrei beisilo. In other words, yeah, you're right. You did the wrong thing. That you violated Beisil, you should not have done such a thing. Oh. So if you look in the Sefer Be'er Sheva on page 15. So he discusses the Mishnah in Bamem Adlikim. See this Habegah Kishkifel of Elohi Vava. Remember to me, and we'll keep Elohi. Maybe Madlikim Bar, we'll keep it to her, Madlikim Bar. But the question is, for Neir Shabbos, are you allowed to light Neir Shabbos with a wick that wasn't lit yet? Because if it's a wick that wasn't lit yet, it might go out, and then you might try to keep it going, and you might violate the Havara. So Rav Elazar says, Temeyahi, if it's the Ein Madlikim Ba, you shouldn't use a psila that wasn't lit yet. Because of Rosh Zal Shonu, V'nogos Anoshim L'Hadak Apsila V'Chabosa, Deshe Muheves V'Yochas Ba Or Heitev, V'Minag Yochel. So he says that the right thing is to have it lit. You can blow it out. As long as it was lit once, it's going to take on better. But the halach is like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need to do it. So the Be'er Sheva asks, so how come the Rosh says it's a minig yofer? Right, some people have this minig that the husband will light the candles before Shabbos and then blow it out. So this way, it's already not a new psila. But we don't paskin like that. So why is it a minig yofer? And Rav Elazar is shemutihi, which some hold means that he was the Talmud of Beis Shammai. We don't follow. So that's his chashav. Ani shemati v'lo obin. Hech chosov minig yoferu. As the reish per kamed the brachas non amar Rabbi Tarfon. And you see, right? We see the Rabbi Tarfon. It's not right to follow Beis Shammai. If the halachas like Beis Hillel. So how come over here by Psilas HaBegin it's okay? I thought you're not supposed to. That's the Mishnah says. Anyone who followed Beis Hillel and sat down for Kriya Shema at night is not right. And then he quotes Marshal, the first word in line is Haigav. Haigav, the course of Arab Marash Luria, Betshuva, Almasha Nogos, Anoshim, Shalalechel Boser. Some women have a minig not to eat meat during the 3 weeks. Not just the 9 days, the whole 3 weeks. And some add until Shabbos Nachamu. So Marashal says, you don't need, if you want to discontinue this practice, you don't even need Hataras Nedarim. Because it's not a right thing. And you shouldn't be doing it. Because we paskin like a mayor, that after the Tainis is Mutter. So the simple answer is that in the case of Reb Tarfon, it was a case of Sakana. So maybe that's why it was not right. But here, there's no big Sakana. Here, you want to light the candle because she's another opinion and it might not light well, okay, because of the hate. But the question is, well, what about the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says, Potter Adorim Oseo Nikra Hedyot. So when is it proper to be Machmir and when do we say Nikra Hedyot? That's the Be'er Sheva's Kasha. In other words, the fact that the difference between the Mishnah and Brachas and this case, okay, the Mishnah and Brachas, he stopped the journey in the middle of the forest to say Kriya Shema, that's the Sakana. You should be getting out of there as soon as possible. But what about Yushalmi? Yushalmi says, call a pot of a dog and say a dikra hedyot. So he says, Sheri Yesh Lobo, the Omer of Yushalmi, call a pot of a dog and say a dikra hedyot, Elf Sheosu Osu Bedera Chumra. And the Hacha Ef Shalom, and Sheina Nashim Chorot Lasso Osu Bedera Chumra, and Mecha Shadom Lasso Tuya, and Elf Shalom, and Elf Shalom, and Elf Shalom, and In other words, he says it's not that they're be machmir. They're just doing it because lemaisa it's going to light better. So if you're doing something, you want to be machmir. You want to be machmir, and there's no shita like that. We don't paskin like that shita. So that it's not right. Nikra hedyot. But if you're not doing it because you want to be machmir, you're just doing it for the reality of the situation, then you can do it. But then he's still bothered. He says, Kol Yomai Yizi Koel Zehamamar, top page 16, left side. Ahada Omru, Lo Deyachim Asha'asa Torah, Heichem Atzinu, Yadeinu Ragleinu, Beis HaMedrash, Re'anu, Osim Hadrei Devarim. Right, we do a lot of chumras that we do. So he, what does he say? So he says, Adam, I'm Yidime Sefer, Mesh Mehedi, Lo Amru, Hapadim, and Adar, El Daka, El Dama, Sheyachal, Lo Voli, Dei Isser. No, Seh, Mishim, Kumru. Lo Amru, Sheyachal, Lo Voli, Dei Isser. Kumar, Tfilin, Im Satan, Am Gehen, Rabos. So what is he saying? That something, that if you're going to be machmir, you're going to come to maybe violate something else. Like Rabbi Willock says, every chumra can be a kula sometimes. So that you shouldn't do. It's time you want to be machmir, so maybe that's not a problem. Well, so there's a, oh, but there's a famous tshuva from the Kosher Glover on page 18. So he wants to be melamed zchus of people who eat in the sukkah even when it's raining. That's what he wants to do. So he says like this on page 19. The pasha says that it's wrong. It's not the right thing to do, to sit in the sukkah when it's raining. So he says, Atah, the paragraph Atah, go a little bit further down, first word was Barama. Niyadum Ashokos Hagra. Babagam design Yom Rishus, Ein Rishus Gomerach Mitzvah Shal Rishus. Mitzvah Gabichol Rishus Karime. Right, we know the Vilna Gaon's famous Shita is that even though there's only a chiyuv to eat matzah the first night, but if you want to eat matzah the rest of the challah of the Yantif, you get a chiyuv mitzvah. So the Bir Halachas was stopping with the Gros say the same thing by Sukkos. That any time you eat in the Sukkah, you also get a mitzvah. Whereas the simple pshat is, by Matzah, is that mitzvah is only the first night or the first two nights of Chutzal Arts. And after night, you're not allowed to eat chametz, but there's no extra mitzvah to eat matzah per se. It's only you're not allowed to eat chametz. The Gros says a chiddush, no.
It's a positive mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv mitzvah.
So, the halachas was stopping, maybe the same thing by sukkah. Even though the pashas is sukkah is a holy home the first night, the rest is just a rishus. But maybe no, maybe if you want to eat bread, you get a mitzvah to eat the sukkah even the fifth night or the fifth day or whatever it is. Hold on a second. So he's saying this, so the Kosher Glover wants to say like this, that if you're saying that there's a concept of that whenever there's a chovah on the first night by matzah by sukkah, there's a key of mitzvah to do with the rest of the yontif, so that explains why you can eat in the sukkah even when it's raining, because the first night according to Rambam you can eat when it's raining, and if you're saying you get a key of mitzvah of the first night, that means that every other time during the yontif is a carbon copy of the first night, the Torah's Rishus. You get a bit of Rishus, because then you want to drink it.
Even after the first night.
Even after the first night. Ah, it says that for a quarter of an adorable will say you think the head yod by Sukkah also. That's only if you're the Sukkah and not eating, then it's raining. So if you're eating, so that's the key of the Mitzvah Sachil of the first night, just like the Gross said by Matzah. And maybe that applies to Sukkah as well. Just like there's a key in mitzvah and the first night, the Achiv is the first night and the rest is Achiv by Matzah. So the Halachas are stopping, maybe you say that by Wat, by Sukkah as well. And since the din of by Sukkah, the first night, according to Ramah, is even with rain, so too, same thing by Sukkah. And that's how he's Mulam and Skos.
People who eat in the rain after the first night.
Right. Okay, what did you say, Ruby? Did you say something? What? When? No, without a bracha. We make a bracha. We make a bracha, yeah. Because we make a bracha when you're eating a sukkah. Right. Because we're mechuyev to eat. No. Yeah. Okay, so that makes it even better. You mean why?
Anyone hold on a second? Let's see what it says.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so good. Makes it even better, yeah. So Pasha say let's do the first night.
Right. So if that's the case, then why would I only get a verse and then Kiev is every night, so you can go. So then maybe any rain should be
called. No, but there's no Kiev. That's the difference. There's no Kiev. Okay, I mean the Pashtus is not this way. I mean the Pashtus is that that there's no Chiyav the rest of the time, no Kiyam the rest of the time. There are those that disagree with the Hasidim, like the rest of the world, holds no, there's no mitzvah at all when it's raining. It's not like you could transfer the first night, but that doesn't mean you transfer also the Chiyav of Mitzvah. That's how everyone else would say. No. And even if you want to say that the Kiyam mitzvah or the rest, but that's only when it's not raining. Even though you're saying, where do we get the Kiyam? We get the Kiyam stems from the Kiyam of the first night, but maybe not in totality. Because Pashas is, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. And the Hasidim are Dafka doing it, and the Kosher Glover wants a Malamed Chus based on that Cheshbon we just mentioned. You should go inside, yeah. Right. Okay, and then the last thing is in the Sefer Soros Tshuva. Essay dochalosase. He wants to know, say the first night you only have a piece of bread of chadash, and you want to eat, you want to be yotzei the mitzvah. So could you eat it the first night of Sukkah and say, I say, don't halo sasa? That's his question. So someone wanted to say, but since we learned it out from matzah, and matzah, essay the code of Hadibur, you don't say essay don't call yourself by matzah, because matzah was given before the Torah. I have to call matzah. So the veil of essay code of Hadibur is not don't call yourself achar Hadibur. Also, posting the story of the Jews in the Shabbat of the Chagim Stayer, he wants to say, but maybe if you hold that the essay is even Mokhav Tzar, so maybe that's they hold the essay of, Sukkah is more Chomer. Also, postal, so he says, so maybe you can't say Essay Dokalosa, say, by Pesach, you don't say it, because it's Essay Kodam Adibur, so then, and Sukkah's learned from Pesach, so it can't be more common than Pesach. So then it's Mistabish to say, but if you hold your chayiv into the rain, Mistabish to say, Anal Chomer, Doka Issachal. By matzah, we don't say essay dochalosa se, because the matzah, the mitzvah essay is essay kodem madibur. Rev tochu matzahs was given in Mitzrayim, so that's a weaker essay, you don't say dochalosa se. And so the whole chum of sukkah, the first night is learned from matzah, so it can't be more chumer than matzah, and you wouldn't say essay dochalosa se if you only had a piece of chodesh bread for the first night of sukkahs. But he says that he keeps the tolai on But if you hold like the Ramah, then you say that essay is Chayim Mokhav Tzar, and it wouldn't be, and then you say essay don't follow essay according to the Ramah, because it's a more chomerdik essay. But he's saying that he thinks we even did, we don't follow the Ramah. He can do it like the Machaber, like the Spider. But just Ramah is a chomer. So the Vela, you won't say essay don't follow essay, because it can't be more chomer, more strong than the. Okay, something interesting. Okay, so this is the Pasuk in Adonai Vaseyu. So we discussed the Mariel, we discussed whether you have to wait for Chatzos, we discussed the Shmos Yaakov, then you don't, we discussed the Be'er Sheva, when you say Nikra Hedyot, we discussed the Kozhik Lover, of what the Midah Kasidim is, and we discussed the Saras Tshuva about so next Sunday we'll see if we're already starting Chazara by next Sunday. So what we usually do is on the Sundays of Chazara we do the Chazara on the Sunday things, you know. So if we really start Chazara by Thursday, next Sunday we'll start the Chazara of the Sunday as well. I'll give out. Okay.